The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Cragen is with us. And I'm going to post that article that I mentioned during hour number one, the end of hour number one, about the alleged theft of $200,000 in furniture, china, and artwork from the White House by Bill and Hillary Clinton. Yeah, yeah. I guess they thought it was theirs. Captain John Cragen.
Wow, that was a wild ride in hour one.
Hey, we're still on the air. Hey, thanks to Les Gabriel in Washington State, USA, prepares instructor. By the way, we really have to be careful what language we use on, I guess, on the air. And the way I avoid making we'll call them faux pas is I don't use that language anyway, so I don't have to worry about, you know, letting something slip. If you don't use it, it won't slip out because it's not part of the lexicon. Okay, so where would you like to start?
Well, amazingly, we got through all the hour number one stuff, and yeah. In case you missed it, I've got a link on my website. The first link for hour one is called Vermin, and I'm not going to spoil the plot in case you didn't hear it. It's a transcript from one of Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story shows. So you can either click the link and read it, or you can go to the second segment of hour one where I read it on air. And it's a good one. And I do want to give another disclaimer. There's a couple of videos I posted for hour one. One is called What Do College Students Know? And the other is Social Justice Warrior 101. And that second one has bad language because that's the way these people are. And I put that in there because once you watch the videos, you'll see you have these clueless college students, and the amount of education that you have to go through just to try to get them to understand what the world's really like is tough. And that's one of the things we try to do here is educate people. Now, you get on the other side with these social justice warriors, the leftist thugs, however you want to describe them. I do want you to watch that video, even with the bad language. It's about 7 minutes. And realize there's no way of sitting down and having a rational discussion with those people. They are just so far gone and so full of hate. Don't expect them to make any changes. But that's not where I want to go. Hour two, boy. I guess to start off, the first link, the cost of labor, and this comes out of a post on Chris Martinson's website. The post is entitled Automating Ourselves to Unemployment. And we've talked about that quite a lot here on USA Prepares. But they had a nice breakdown in there. And if you've only been a worker at a company, or you've had a small business and didn't have employees, you might not understand what's built into labor costs. And I've been doing that for so many years. To me, it's second nature. But when you hear whatever rate you want to use, $15 an hour for minimum wage, or even what people are currently making. You know, that's what they're supposed to make for that type of position. There's a lot more than the base salary involved in that. Now, you're used to having over 7% of your pay being taken by the government before you even get it, in the form of Social Security and Medicare taxes. Well, not only are you having to do that, but your employer is having to do that as well. So you have to add another 7%, actually more than 7% on to the base salary just for Social Security and Medicare. But wait, there's more. There's unemployment taxes. Here it talks about FUTA, the federal unemployment tax, 6.2% on the first $7,000 of wages. There's also SUTA, state unemployment tax, which, you know, that will depend on which state you're in. Then there's workers' comp, if one of your employees gets injured on the job, and depending on what type of business you have and what your history is, can range from 1 to 15% or more. And you add that all together before you, and even if you don't include things like health insurance or retirement plans or life insurance or disability or vision and dental insurance or tuition assistance, you know, any of those types of benefits that a lot of companies offer, you've got a significant, by minimum, 10, 15% that you're paying in addition to the salary just to have that person employed. And that doesn't even account the workspace. And so then you have to have their desk, if it's an office, the electricity involved with that, the computers, the software, and those costs add up. But just for payroll and the payroll burden, it typically costs a company between 1.25 to 1.4 times a worker's base salary. So I just wanted to give that little bit of education in there so that when you hear these amounts, it's not what the company is paying. And as we get into some of these other articles, you'll see that's how that's affecting more of our financial picture here.
John, I was a financial analyst for a Fortune 100 company back in the 70s. Right out of college, I was hired as a financial analyst. And the percentage we used for a fully burdened employee cost was 17%. So 1.17. The numbers that you just released were 1.25 to 1.40%, right? I'm sorry, 1.25 times to 1.4 times, right? Even more than.
Yeah, like I say, it depends on the company and the benefits you offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These were the days of health insurance. Health insurance was bundled in there. Now companies are avoiding health insurance as best they can, right?
Especially if you're a small one and having a hard time making payroll as it is.
That's exactly right. And we're seeing more and more companies going out of business. By the way, I was driving through a small town, and they had what would look like a school building made out of brick, classrooms. And it looked like it was modernized maybe in the 80s to become a corporate headquarters for a company. And that company didn't use that corporate headquarters. They just bulldozed down that building. And I'm seeing more and more of those kinds of things. Buildings that aren't used, that could be used for startups or other companies, they're being bulldozed all over in Missouri. It's like if taxes aren't paid on them, the buildings get bulldozed. You know, what's wrong with finding some other purpose for these buildings, right? Now, I think if the aliens are looking down on us, they're laughing at us. How stupid we are. Turning salvageable, reusable bricks. Bricks cost about $1 a piece for bricks. And they just bulldoze these buildings down without an attempt to save any of it. Just bulldoze it down, cover it up, plant some grass on it, and we'll use that lot for something else if something else comes along. Man, to me, it's a sin. You know, I was taught wasting food is a sin. Well, this is a huge sin that I'm talking about.
Back about 20 years ago when we were living in Houston, Becky got me a license plate holder for my car. Said, "Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life here."
Right. I've seen those. Or I've seen signs that say that. Right. What's next?
The last straw. Dutch Bank says that QE has run its course, quantitative easing. It's not really working. The next step is to tax wealth. Well, there's a little bit of a problem with that. The people that do have a good net worth, and, you know, Bill Gates is the one that is singled out because he's number one with about $79 billion worth. The thing is they're not really sitting with a whole lot of cash. So if you're going to tax their wealth, then they're going to have to sell assets, which is typically, you know, stocks and real estate. And if you're dumping that, who's got the money to buy that? And when you're instituting that tax where all the people that are, quote-unquote, wealthy are having to dump stocks and real estate, what's that going to do to the prices of those stocks and real estate? And then when you look at the problems with the pension funds, they're already having problems. And if these wealthy people are having to dump their stocks, that means the stocks are going to be going down, which makes all these pension fund problems worse. And even if you were able to, say in the case of Bill Gates, take everything that he had, convert it to cash, on a per-person basis in the world, that's only about $10 per person. That's not going to make a whole lot of difference. And if you just want to limit it to the United States, it's under $250 per person. And once you spent that, Gates is broke, and so are you.
Great point. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've selected thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and I've clicked on the news tab, and I'm following along in class. I suggest you consider doing the same. John, what's next?
You know, normally I don't get a chance to follow what's going on in the accounting and tax worlds, but this article came along called the Link Less Business Handouts and the Link After GASB 77 is what I'm going to try and slip in the segment. The first one, business subsidies plummet 70% as government support evaporates. And this is because of that GASB 77 rule, which we'll talk about in a moment. Yeah, I've got the wrong link up there. I'm going to have to go back and get it.
Is that the police coming to your house?
The joys of live radio. You know, if you're in the country, you get the chickens. If you're in the city, you get the sirens. What's happened is these accounting rules have changed, and it makes state and local governments forced to account for the tax incentives given to businesses as lost income. So whether it's been what's going on in here in Texas, where we've been getting all these businesses from California and they've been giving them tax incentives, or like late last year before this took effect, St. Louis lost the Rams back to Los Angeles, you're not going to see as much of that, one, because of this accounting rule, and especially this year where, you know, it's election year and you know, people are fed up, and that's why there's so much support for Trump and Bernie. And the link I was looking for is actually there in the article. I'll get that changed on the website, where it talks about the reasoning, maybe twofold. The first is that new accounting rules is a link, and that takes us to GASB statement number 77, and that's the accounting board that creates these standards. And what GASB 77 does is it, like I said, makes them account for it. This actually started back in 2008, and then they made this effective for calendar year 2016. So budgets that occur after December 15th, 2015 are covered by the new standard. Governments may comply earlier, but the any new budget has to be built along this standard, which would count those incentives as lost income. So those that don't like all the corporate welfare, the good news is that'll be cut back. The bad news is that'll be cut back. So if you were hoping to, you know, entice the companies to move and bring in more jobs, that's going to be less. On the other hand, those of you that are paying the taxes, the good news is that, you know, they're not going to give this corporate welfare to, and you have to make up the difference.
So where do you see this leaving us, John?
It's like I say, pretty much anything in finance is a double-edged sword. It's good that it cuts down on these tricks they've been doing, because I haven't seen very often where they've really paid off for the people. You get to stand up and crow about it, you know, whether it's, you know, this big sports stadium that you've given an incentive to, or, you know, this, you know, Fortune 500 company that you've lured in. The jobs are nice, but, you know, like here in Texas, you don't have an income tax. The income off those jobs isn't going to help. You get the property and sales tax, though.
Okay. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back after these short bottom of the hour commercial announcements.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Captain John Reagan says, John, I got a call off the air. And it's from Mark in Missouri. And Mark is not going to be on the air with us. But he had a question about the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. And have you heard anything about that attack on April 26, 1986, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Ukraine being... that explosion, that disaster being an attack by another country. Have you heard of that?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it either. And maybe that's something that we can investigate, that this was the use of a scalar weapon against Russia by another country. If anyone else has heard of this, let us know. And maybe we can do a little more research on it. Okay, back to you, John Reagan.
Okay, we've been talking about pension plans that have had problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we're we're seeing some more of the fallout on that. And some of this is going to depend on what the government does, but the company UPS, you know, the people that deliver packages, looks to be on the hook for $3.8 billion in charges to bail out the pension that we talked about last week. And what's gone on is when the unions have made their bargaining agreements for the pensions, they've made it to where a group of companies is responsible for making sure that certain things are taken care of. And if a company goes out of business, then the remaining companies have to make that up. And in the case of UPS, they withdrew from the fund in 2007, but the company agreed to provide supplemental benefits to any remaining members in the event that certain benefits were lawfully reduced, and now that they're being reduced, most of UPS's cash is going to go that direction.
You know, as I think about pensions, are employees, when they leave a company, are they still allowed to take a lump sum instead of pension over time? Are they allowed to do that?
I don't know, and it probably depends on how their plan is structured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm really allergic to these promises of delivery in the future. I really am. So I try to avoid them whenever I can. And some people are concerned that Social Security is going to disappear. Of course, I'm one of them. I really don't like not having in my hand whatever it is that I've earned. I want to have it in my hands under my control. I don't want to entrust it to some third party to keep it for me. We've got Miles in Europe. Welcome, Miles.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, very well, Miles. So what's up?
I'm calling in because you asked about the attack on the Chernobyl plant.
Yes.
Well, actually, it was not an attack on the Chernobyl plant. It was on the woodpecker site called Duga, D-U-G-A. That is approximately 10 to 15 miles away from the nuclear power plant. And that Duga 3 was buzzing above the United States. And your military find a way in how to counter that. They send a signal back on the carrier wave, and fried the entire electrical system and put a standing wave into the transformer way back to Chernobyl.
So the United States took out the Chernobyl nuclear reactor?
No, they took out the Duga site, but the chain reaction that followed was that they tried to stabilize the net, because if you're beaming 11 million volts up there over a zero carrier and hitting one side, and you're bringing basically the entire energy back that they were transmitting in addition to that, that has repercussions on a reactor that is feeding that site.
Okay, so what is the Duga 3 operation? What is that?
Duga 3 is the Woodpecker radar site with which the Russians back in the Soviet at the Soviet Union area time were sending these woodpecker noises all over the planet, and folks in Iowa wondered why their fields started to burn or why they heard a buzz, or they were creating weather patterns. So the weather engineering in its early stages was made and maintained by the Duga site.
Okay, so we transmitted a signal, the United States transmitted a signal that got picked up by this radar site, this radar transmission site, and it backfed and caused a standing wave that caused Chernobyl to fail.
Well, you can put it that way. It was that one reactor was dedicated to that site, and that's the reactor that went critical first.
Number three.
Rumors are that it was a deliberate attempt, that the Americans knew exactly when the signal was coming over to the United States and utilized that signal, the zero carrier wave, and returned that in addition with a couple of million other volts in order to have that chain reaction going on. So rumors are that that was a pre-planned incident with Gorbachev and Reagan to take the Soviet Union out.
Wow.
So, with that, I'll let you go. I hope I answered your question. And I wish you a great day. John, have a great day as well. Thank you.
Miles, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Class Miles is a senior USA Preparedness instructor. He is in Europe. He has a wealth of information. John, I'm stunned. How about you?
A little bit, but it's kind of like nothing surprises me too much anymore.
You know, all this time we thought that it was just, a malfunction, technical problem, and an enormous worldwide catastrophe as a result. And interesting that it was designed to be the breakup of the former Soviet Union. Wow. Okay, John, what's next?
Well, we've got a case of the little green men are coming. And, when we talk to friends and family that, typically think we're crazy and, just one of those weirdos out in society. There's been some things coming out lately that I think we can use to possibly get some people understanding what life is really like. One we've talked about in the political realm, where Newt Gingrich came out and talked about how Trump was never initiated into a secret society, and that's part of the reason why he's so hated by everybody else, is because his dirt's been pretty much aired in the public already, just being a businessman, whereas all these politicians, all the stuff they've done is hidden and they can't afford for it to come out, and therefore they're controllable. And you may have to educate younger people that Newt was Speaker of the House, meaning he was, after the Vice President, he was next in line to be President. That's, pretty high up in American politics. So for him to say that is, to me, very credible. And he's also one of the people that talks about the problem we have. Should we be the recipients of an EMP attack? So with Newt, you can kind of get two things there. But there was a recent speech given by the Army Chief of Staff, and the video's included there, so you can actually listen to everything in context. But in the middle of the speech, he's talking about different threats. I believe he's talking to cadets that they're going to have to face in their career. And in the middle of that, he's talking about, little green men and hybrid armies. And when you listen to the speech, this isn't an attempt at humor. It's part of just the list of items he's giving that, hey, you young people, as you go through your careers, these are the things that you're going to have to prepare for. So I don't know if these little green men are true aliens or, in my worldview, they're fallen angels. But it's obvious that at the highest levels of the military that they take this stuff seriously. Vincent?
I can tell you that I was working on some technology back in 1993 at a school system. And it was a system that would use two modems, one at each end, 19.2 kilobit per second modems, and a computer at each end, and you could hook a camera to it, microphone to it, speakers to it, and you could talk across the internet on a dial-up system. You could have video, so it was a video telephone system using two off-the-shelf computers we made in my classroom. And it had a whiteboard, it had text, it was a video telephone, the kind of things that, you know, we thought might exist one day. Well, Newt Gingrich heard about it, and he wanted to see it, but he wanted it to be where you could have a whole bunch of people connecting at the same time. And I didn't have the skills to make all that happen, but I was able to take some off-the-shelf hardware and some computers that we built and make it work point-to-point with a dial-up modem. But so he is interested in technology.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with John. Really quick question. I had to reboot my computer, or one of the computers, during the commercial announcements. And it's still not up. How long does it take you to reboot?
Less than a minute.
Really?
That's because I put an SSD into my computer, replacing the hard drive.
Ah. Okay, how long did it take before then?
Oh, it would take me probably 10 or 15 minutes before the computer really became usable.
Okay. All right. I'm not quite at 10 or 15 minutes, but I am at about 4 minutes. Okay, please continue.
Okay, I'm trying to finish off. I have three more links, an hour or two. Talked about the Little Green Men are coming, and the next link, if Snake River Plain doesn't get us first. And then we'll talk a little bit about potassium and magnesium. If you're following Yellowstone and other supervolcanoes, this is one, if I heard about it, I'd forgotten. They've determined that an eruption at Snake River Plain was bigger than any of the eruptions at Yellowstone. I'm not seeing any indication that there's an eruption imminent, but if you're watching volcanoes, you just may want to put that on your list. We've talked about the importance of your electrolytes, and I've talked about ordinary salt, the sodium chloride kind, and also important, the potassium and the magnesium. Well, I came across this article talking about potassium, and I didn't really realize that we needed quite so much of it. The USDA recommendation is 4,700 milligrams of potassium daily. That's almost 5 grams. And if you look at the bottles, the potassium I have has 99 milligrams, so it'd take nearly 50 capsules if all of my potassium came from supplementation. And that's per day. And I'm looking foods high in potassium, avocado, coconut water, crimini mushrooms, banana, acorn squash, sweet potato, prunes, raisins, and spinach. And I'm thinking, most of those we're not going to be able to raise once the supply chain's down.
And even when you do raise them, you have to make sure that you've got your nutrients for the soil, because a plant can't create minerals. It has to draw them out of the soil. It does, you know, synthesis for the vitamins in there and the enzymes. But, you know, all those trace minerals, and that's why you compost to get as much as you can back into the soil, have to be there for the plant. And magnesium's similar. And I do have to warn you that link does start a video immediately. And it is an ad for one of Dr. McCullough's products that's based on magnesium L-threonate. And what was interesting about this form of magnesium is it can cross the blood-brain barrier. And magnesium is a very important nutrient for brain chemistry. And that, along with B vitamins, which you need the methylated form, many people can't even absorb the other type, are very important for creating brain chemicals, including serotonin, which is your good mood, and then serotonin becomes melatonin, which lets you sleep. So I'm looking at, and it doesn't necessarily have to be from Dr. McCullough, the other places offer this, adding this type of magnesium that might help me with my sleeping issues. And again, looking at magnesium sources, seaweed, coriander leaf, pumpkin seeds, cocoa, basil, flaxseed, cumin, Brazil nuts, parsley, almond butter, cashew nuts, whey, leeks, and kale. I'm not sure how many of those you're going to be raising either. So need to have supplementation on hand, or you know, good nutrients for your plants and animals.
Well, we can raise basil, that's easy, and we can grow potatoes. We're growing those in our garden right now, and they're looking great. We can grow leeks, kale, pumpkins, and those are all things that my mom would eat, and my mom outlived her brother and sister by a lot, and she's still with us. Hey, John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your wealth of knowledge and research. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.